practicing silence periodically, as it is convenient to you, is one way to experience the law of pure potentiality. Practicing non-judgment is another, because to judge is to constantly evaluate and classify things as right and wrong, good and bad. When you're constantly evaluating, classifying, labeling, analyzing, this creates a lot of turbulence in your internal dialogue. And when you create turbulence in your internal dialogue, you restrict the flow of energy between you and the field of pure potentiality. You literally squeeze the gap between thoughts. The gap is your connection to the field of pure potentiality. It is that silent space between thoughts. It is that inner stillness that connects you to true power. And when you squeeze the gap, you squeeze your connection to the field of pure potentiality and infinite creativity. There's a prayer in the Course of Miracles that says, "Today I shall judge nothing that occurs." Non-judgment creates silence in your mind. So it is a good idea to begin your day with that prayer, with that statement. And throughout the day, remind yourself of that statement each time you catch yourself judging. And if practicing this procedure for the whole day seems too difficult, then you may simply say to yourself, "For the next 2 hours, I won't judge anything." Or, "For the next hour, I make this promise to myself to experience non-judgment." And then you can extend that gradually. And don't forget to spend time each day in meditation as well. Ideally speaking, meditate at least 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes in the evening. Through silence, through meditation, and through non-judgment, you will access the first law, the law of pure potentiality. And once you start doing that, you can add a fourth component to this procedure, and that is regularly spending time in communing with nature, direct connection with nature, whether it be a stream or a forest or a mountain or a lake or the seashore. That connection with nature's intelligence will also help you access the field of pure potentiality. And as you gain more and more access to the field of pure potentiality, you will spontaneously receive creative thoughts, because it is also the field of infinite creativity and pure knowledge. Franz Kafka once said, "You need not leave your room. Remain sitting at your table and listen. You need not even listen. Simply wait. You need not even wait. Just learn to become quiet and still and solitary. The world will freely offer itself to you to be unmasked. It has no choice. It will roll in ecstasy at your feet." The affluence of the universe, the lavish display and abundance of the universe, is an expression of the creative mind of nature. The more tuned in you are to the creative mind of nature, the more you have access to the infinite, unbounded creativity of nature's mind. But first, you have to go beyond the turbulence of your internal dialogue to connect with that abundant, affluent, infinite creative mind. And then you create the possibility of dynamic activity while at the same time carrying the stillness of the eternal, unbounded creative mind. This exquisite combination of silent, unbounded, infinite mind, along with dynamic, bounded, individual mind, is the perfect balance of stillness and movement simultaneously that can create whatever you want, the coexistence of opposites. The stillness and dynamism at the same time makes you independent of situations, circumstances, people, and things. Stillness alone is the potentiality for creativity. Movement alone is creativity restricted to a certain aspect of its expression. But the combination of movement and stillness is creativity unleashed in all directions, wherever the power of intention takes you. Wherever you go in the midst of movement and activity, carry your stillness within you, and the chaotic movement around you will never overshadow your access to the reservoir of creativity, the field of pure potentiality. Access to the field of pure potentiality will also give you insight into the mirror of relationship. All relationship is a mirror of your relationship with yourself. If you have guilt, fear, and insecurity over money or anything else, then these are a reflection of guilt, fear, and insecurity as basic aspects of your personality. Money will not solve these basic problems of existence. Only intimacy with the self will bring about true healing. You must learn to get in touch with the innermost essence of your being. This true essence is beyond the ego. It is fearless, it is free, it is immune to criticism, it does not fear any challenge, it is beneath no one, and yet it is humble. And when you are grounded in the knowledge of your true self, when you really understand your true nature, you will never feel guilty, fearful, or insecure about money or affluence or fulfilling your desires, because you will realize that the essence of wealth is life energy. It is pure potentiality. And pure potentiality is your intrinsic nature.